That's the way they want it these days.
Not too simple. Okay, thanks, Chris. Okay, good. Thank you for coming at the early morning. This is much better than last time. Last time I was the first one, gave a talk, only five people. So today much better. Okay. I want to talk about the maturity distribution. So you know that in the past we often just use the single measurement to talk about the carbon maturity. But when we deal with the maturity of carbon fibers in the bale carbon, is a single measurement is sufficient? So that's the first question. I think has been boggling me for a long time. I want to deal with that. Like APHIS, we know the APHIS, Micronair, and image analysis in the past, we only have one number, which is good, simple, right? Simple, concise, but it's sufficient. If we have two numbers, like APHIS measurement, 0.9 for two bale carbon, does that mean those two, the maturity level of those two bales carbon same? Right, that's a very important question we need to answer. And then the distribution. Yeah, we need to look at the distribution of the maturity measurement. So what's the characteristics? We often just assume it's normal distribution, but actually when we look at had a sufficient number of measurements, which is not, I'm gonna present. If it's not, can we do the inference based upon the non-normal distribution? Say which is significant, which is better. I mean, those are not valid anymore if it's not a normal distribution. So what important information we can draw from the distribution? We know the dead fiber or extremely immature fibers are really a problem, right, for generating the NAPs and later on in the dyeing process for the white specs. Yeah, those are dead fiber, not a mature fiber. So what's the dead fiber in the distribution? So this is something I think the research we want to do. A quick review, you know, for the in the past more than 50 years, people try to create a sort of a reference standard set for calibration for verification of the carbon maturity measurement. But the most recent one is in 2000, there are two teams, Eric Hukic and the Tiptoes group, they developed a carbon set constitute 104 carbon they collect from in the US and the other countries. That's the most inclusive or extensive sample set. And they did the image analysis on those carbon samples using the system called Fiber Image Analysis System, FAES. That's developed. I was one of the major developer of this system. Did the analysis in that system. What we measure is the fiber core section, which provides the direct measurement of the carbon maturity based upon the definition. Right, definition of carbon maturity is a relative the thickness of wall, so we can literally measure that. Okay, and many more other attributes too. The algorithm, we follow those major. There's no point. steps of those five steps, we can get the pretty good results if the quality of the image is good, and most of the kind of quantities. Quite like that. So when the first time those group of people using it, they feel pretty good because the improvement from manual or semi-manual measurement of image to the automatic measurement, the accuracy, efficiency just improved tremendously. But later on, we found a problem. The more I used, because I did that work in 3 months, because Incorporated asked me to help the groups with the software in a few months. And then I was done. So I was out of the project. But later on, when I used it, and then they reported, there's the problem. The problem is from two sides. One is the quality of image. if the image is not complete, the core section is being shred, contrast is bad, it's really hard to do the image analysis. Second, in the algorithm, the tracing, the boundary detection, there's something can be improved. So later on, we spend more time to do the improvement, but this is still in progress. Here are just examples, a few examples. I don't have, like this one. See, this is very immature fiber, dead fiber. But what it's funny is this boundary, and I think this is the cross section. So that's totally wrong. So this is kind of a very mature fiber. And like this one's wrong. This one's undetected because there's a broken edges. It cannot connect it. And this is wrong. See the image. It's not complete. Those are the problem. It's dead fiber. Just nothing developed. There are more examples. And so what? There is undetected one and the wrongly detected. For the wrongly detected, the only thing can be done at that time was just eliminated, just deleted manually. So the Bobby and a couple of people in the Texas Tech, they spent a lot of time for doing that. And then we conclude, based upon the 2 years ago, there was a small project. We found out there is more than 50% people undetected, the fibers undetected or eliminated. Okay, and most of those fibers are immature fibers, so there's a bias. Because immature fibers, the wall thickness thing is more easily to be right broken. There's some problem. So it's overestimated by 10%. What we did in the past year, and we're still working on that, is improving the algorithm in those areas so we can try to repair the broken connection, the touching boundary, separate them better, so we can salvage a lot more fibers. That's just some comparison. The top row of the before, now we can catch a lot more fibers with much fewer deletion, elimination of fiber, dead fiber. Yeah, some fibers, there's no way, like this. Right, this was this. So. The image like that, the only way is just delete. Okay, and then we try to reprocess those 104 reference cotton. But each one, they capture over 2,000 images. So the last year, Eric provided me the 7 subset to use for preliminary test for the, in the past they used for other research too. So those 7 samples that we processed, we see that with old software, each cotton we got 41,000 fibers per sample, but now we can get over 140. So the increase almost 200. Percent, triple numbers, and then I estimate only about 5 or 10% undetected fibers. So majority of cotton core section in the image were in the statistics. So now you can do the statistical analysis because the data are more representative. We should compare the mean, the average of the maturity measurement. But maturity measurement is what we call the theta. Theta is a circularity, means you compare a cotton core section to a perfect circle. What's the ratio? Right? Cotton core section is not a circle, but when you compare it to a perfect circle with the same parameter length, what's the ratio? That's the circularity or theta. Theta. So that's the maturity we used to measure. In the old method, old image analysis or with and our new one, you see, we don't see the average, the mean value, change a lot. But yeah, there's about a 5% change, 5 or 10% change. You see, the dropped from 0.52 to 0.51. And yeah, the slightly dropped a little bit. And the correlation with IFIS, with the micronet, between old and new, there's no significant change, difference. But we cannot stop here, because this is only the one number. A question again, can this one number represent the whole distribution? And then we did a third order and fourth order measurement based on the data. So we can measure the skewness of the distribution and the kurtosis. The skewness, we see, this is not, for the normal distribution, this should be zero. But 0.18, 0.44, are those significant or not? Yes. Based on the, I will show you the graph. Okay, show the graph. Skewness means the distribution is not symmetrical. Okay, this is now is positive skewed means the distribution should shift, the concentration shift leftward. And with the kurtosis measure, the peakness means, the normal distribution should have a peak, right? Now, if it's smaller than zero, means it's flatter. Yeah, you got a flatter shape. So they are not nearly normal. Some are better, some are not. With the green one, right, that's the old method. They're more closer to normal because it indeed a lot of immature fibers, right? So now we have more inclusion of other fibers. The shape, it is shift this way, leftward. And especially like this, the second one, this is more, almost like the bimodal distribution. this is something we observed with those seven cottons. Only the one is a little bit negative skewed, means shift this way. Okay. Now, what information we can extract from the distribution, right? Other than just the mean numbers. We think, this is distribution. We should divide in the distribution into different categories. Visually just select the fiber. So we think is the dead fiber, means the cotton not developed at all. Okay. Yeah, and then the measure their secondarity, theta value is below 0.3, and this is what we think is immature, like this visually, is between this rank, this is mature. And then we can calculate dispersion. Each dispersion, proportion. For the dead fiber, see with new method, almost double. Dead fibers, again, are the problem, right? Because they don't have the strength, they don't take the dye. That's the problem in the process of dying. And then when we compare with the theta value, with dead fiber and the mature fiber, the correlation is pretty good. But with the majority of the immature fiber, that's the majority of the cotton in the cotton distribution, the correlation with the previous measurement are not very high. What does that mean? So that's something I'm thinking. So, but to summarize, so the old methods we developed before miss about up to 50% of fibers, and primarily just immature fibers. And now it can salvage 90% of those missed fibers, and the distribution is not normal. It's not a normal distribution. So the a lot of statistical inference just invented, because that's what the assumption means normal. Right? If you do the F test, T test, whatever, ANOVA, whatever, those are all based upon normal distribution, but it's not. So what are the parameters we should use? We should explore the parameters based upon distribution, like dead fiber percent, immature fiber percent, and mature fiber percent, plus the average. So all those together may give you the better more necessary and sufficient information. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for
question?
One or two
okay.
questions.
Yes.
The reference material, which has given since you said 2000 or since the 2000s, is when it is used now, is it used with the new results or with the old results?
The images were collected in 2000. Okay, that early 2000. I think the project runs from late 90 to 2004 or 5, something like that. The work I did with the new, the old FAS software was done in 2003. Okay, 2003. But the images that they saved, we're still using the exact same images captured at that time. We do the really apple-to-apple comparison right now, image by image.
If someone is using the reference cotton and the results of the reference cotton, is he getting the new results? Or
new results, we just did the seventh cotton, seven out of those 110, yeah, four. And this year and the next year, we try to process, try to produce the new results, new results with the new software. But before we do the massive process, we want to know what's information, what we are looking for. We must have a better understanding, right? Regarding the bale cotton, not your single cotton. Your single cotton, you have one single measurement. But talking about the variability, diversity of the cotton in the one bale is one number, which is FS give you one number, magic number, micronair give you one number, and our old method before, just average of everything. But yeah, distribution, yeah, I just showed. And it's not normal. It's not normal if you just use one, the mean, or standard deviation. The standard deviation we can provide too. Does that really mean a lot? Another question, more practical question is, if the theta value is 0.251 of multiple different cottons, are the degree of the maturity level the same, right? Actually, we compare it. It's not. I don't have time to show. The distribution actually shift quite a bit with the same average. We can understand that. The old method is because it eliminated undetected a lot of fibers. Majority of those fibers are immature. So it's not reliable to draw conclusions based upon that data set. Now we can have a triple number more. Number of cotton detected from the same set of images, exactly same images. We didn't have time to do the core section. That takes years for them to do the core section and processes. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So then, everybody will know the maturity of fat, the variability, that is a major concern. Do you think it's beneficial to dye the fibers, the technique you use, and plus the shade, to analyze the shade, really to see what is the impact of the fiber maturity to that ability? Do you think this kind of research could be beneficial to the industry?
That could be very beneficial, and actually the Patty and I work on the white speck of cotton. I try to do some research on, I mean, the understanding on that. Try to link the fiber property with the white speck measurement. And we did some publication on that, but not with this new core section. We didn't have data at that time. That research is based upon longitudinal measurement. Longitudinal measurement, again, is just a single number. A single number based upon a lot of measurement. It just gave you the mean value. And the mean value here, and then the white speck counts, and then do the correlation. That's what we did before. It would be much better to study the, because right now the maturity level I picked is based upon my visual assessment. I say, okay, well, this shape is like that. So there's no very thin wall, so that's immature, median, and then more mature. If we can then connect that with the ability, with the strength, with other mechanical measurement, And that would be much, much more convincing, I think. Yeah. And yeah, I would like to work with anybody who can contribute. Yeah, no
problem. You were saying, you know, it's probably going to be almost impossible to do for sections on 104, and Eric is here from the last time it was spent to there. So with funding and time, but it's very important that you use the same images to redo exactly the same thing, or those old images, because they were saved. And the good thing is, with the new software, with the Theta, you are detecting the same thing, which means that, you know, your old software works as good as, you know, the new one, which is good. You want to make sure that the value of those reference cutting are good. But the good thing also about what you are adding is you have more information on the same cross sections that were done back in, you know, with what Eric did on the post 104. So you are getting more information than on those disk fibers and more metal fibers. So you have really good distribution on that image that you are generating.
Yeah, you said more than what I want to say. Yes, it is. I present, if you look at the measurement, right, the average, the mean, there's no significant difference. Slightly increase, decrease a little bit, because there were more immature fibers, but it doesn't change the mean statistic. That's good. I'm not saying the previous measurement data are total of the reality. No, it's not. It's just, I think they're just not, maybe we have more information to be more sufficient, right, to be more, I use the words informative. Yeah. Like this.
Because I was presenting myself.
See? I don't. I never met you. No, we talk a lot. I mean, I really thank your help.
The thing is that if you want to calibrate high-speed measurement, and in fact it's the goal, is to calibrate high-speed measurement for maturity. So the current values of data that we got with the 104 are valid for average maturity.
Yes.
There's just one tool today that allows us to get distribution of maturity relatively fast and biased, strongly biased gifts. So the interesting thing would be to try to convince our good friend Minster, and it will take 20 years probably, to recalibrate the ages on the distribution and not on the average.
Right. Now you're agreeing in an optimist single point 200.
Yeah, but
I was really
working with them. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. We can talk more. Yes, I think it's a fundamental work.